Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh, hi, it's Ellie here. Helen's just popped to the loo. I just wanted to tell you that this episode of the podcast is brought to you in partnership with AE Publications, giving parents the know-how to support their children's education. They make books, basically. They make books, so it's like a one-stop shop for kids doing Key Stage 2, English and Maths, and 11 Plus preparation. And the idea is to give you the knowledge and confidence to support your children's education at home. And also, we've got a 10% discount for you. Just go to aepublications.co.uk and enter the code Scummy Mummies. Cheers, AE Publications. Are you doing a number one or a number two?
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
Hello there.
Hi.
And guess what, Ellie? What? We don't have one guest. We have two guests.
That's literally twice the number of guests we usually have. This is amazing. What's going on?
It's a mega podcast filled with fabulous, gorgeous women. And they are, of course, Cat Farmer, at Does My Bum Look 40, and Pascal Banks, Style Mom. Hooray!
Hooray! Hello,
hello. I love that I had to read this, and I've known you for 4 years.
Yeah,
really cool. Slick.
And it's Valentine's Day we're recording this on, which is exciting. And it's 10:30 in the morning, and we're drinking Buck's Fizz, because it's fucking Valentine's Day.
Okay,
have you had a nice Valentine's Day morning, ladies?
Yeah, lovely.
Slightly hungover, so
peaked too early last night.
I didn't want to get out of bed. I did open the fridge, and Alfie bought me a chocolate bar and left a note on it.
Aww.
He used his emergency train money to buy it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But my husband didn't get me a card. So
I got flowers from my husband, and my children did the sum total of sod all.
But he
can't
only
believe a mess.
He only did that because he was worried because I got an email from his school yesterday.
Okay. No, that so explains it.
Like a danger chocolate
don't
bar.
Don't be cross at me. I love you. Here's a bar of chocolate.
Oh,
he'll go far.
Yeah.
Now, can you explain? So you've got twin boys. Is that right?
Yeah.
How old are they?
11. Alfie and Aiden.
I have three. I have a daughter who's 15, a son who's 13, and another son who's 11.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I had a three-year-old, a one-year-old, and a newborn. I rocked in the corner for many, many years.
How are you still alive, Kat? How does that...
I drink excessively.
And amazing. People say twins, I don't know how you did it, but that is so much harder.
Well, and also the one-year-old, we found out later, was ADHD and an autistic. So that, it was an interesting period.
Oh my God.
That's
did you get any sleep?
Actually, to be fair, they were all really good sleepers.
Mm.
So yeah, no, I slept okay. Just during the day, it's just the constant.
Yeah.
Just the
mummy.
Oh my God, it actually makes my head hurt thinking about it. But yes, no, it's obviously all worth it. I mean, they have, to be fair, been dragged up rather than brought up. It's, you know, you do the best that you can.
Now, you two, of course, are world famous fashion Insta... Would you... Insta
fashion... Influencers?
Fashion Instas. Do you say that?
You know, we don't even know what to call it.
So what's your sort of ethos? Let's start with you, Kat. Does My Bum...
Does My Bum at 40, and I started nearly a decade ago, and I wasn't 40. Yet, but it was really I started writing, and actually I had a styling business. That's actually what I did after rocking in the corner for many years. I need to do something, and doesn't mean being at home with the children all the time. And I started a styling business, and the blog initially was just for research purposes and for marketing. And then Instagram came along. And again, that was amazing. Pictorial PR. What's not to know about that? So I did the personal styling business for a lot of years. And I still do it for some clients. But, you know, InstaWorld took over. It means you can just reach a much larger group of people.
Mm. What about you, Pascal?
Well, I started mine because I always wanted to work in fashion. I went to London College of Fashion, studied fashion, and then couldn't work in it because fashion doesn't pay very much.
Right.
So I ended up going to the city with my CV and getting a job on reception in an office and working my way up to becoming a financial paraplanner.
Wow.
20 years in the city, 15 at my last firm. And I started my Instagram and blog just as an outlet for me.
Did you power dress like Sigourney Weaver in Working Girl?
I would totally do that.
In my head, I did. I didn't want anyone to know about it. I kept it a secret and didn't tell any of my friends because I was a bit embarrassed that I was posting pictures of myself online. And then it became a thing and... Now
she tells fucking everyone.
Now she can't
shut up. And then I quit my job in the city 2018.
Because I remember talking to you, because we've known each other for a few years now, and you saying you were having a bit of a wobble going, I'm going to make the leap. Mm-hmm. Because obviously 9-to-5 work, you know that you know exactly how much income you're going to come in, mm-hmm. all those sort of things. And then just to make that leap going, I'm just hoping that the phone's going to ring or the email will come in saying, Please have some money to wear my clothes.
It was scary. And also, I was there for so long. It was like leaving another family behind. Mm. But I hated the job. I get anxiety still if I go to the Square Mile in the city.
Don't go there.
Do you think sort of fashion has changed in terms of what women of our age are expected to wear compared to what it was like during our mum's generation, for example?
Yeah, 100%.
I think that, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I started writing and I wanted to actually work with people and look at their style, because we were not, I mean, so the generation before us, but what were our reference points? You know, they were our parents, and our world is completely, completely different. Don't get me wrong, not all mums are frumpy, but they dress in a very, very, very different way. Whereas I think now there are no rules, there are no expectations. And I remember looking, and just especially with the business, was because suddenly I was heading towards 40, and it's like, where do you shop and what do you wear? Most mums are graduated from, you know, jeans on being on the floor and a tracksuit with the kids to, I don't want to go back to wearing my corporate work clothes. What's acceptable? Where I always say I straddle the line between mutton and frump. It's that really tricky balance. Mm. But I do think it's a lot easier now.
And women are dressing for themselves rather than for men now, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure my husband hates a buffet dress, but I love it. So I'm going to wear it.
What is a buffet dress?
A floaty dress.
So you could eat what I'm wearing now.
You could eat a whole buffet and no one would know.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. An eating dress.
Another Instagrammer friend, coined that phrase. Where's my money? She came up with that.
The buffet dress, I like
adopted it.
Can you give us some style tips for someone like me? Because you guys like fashion, right? You're into fashion, right? I'm not, and I'm lazy. But obviously, I want to look nice, but I'm like, I don't know what to wear half the time. I wore an outfit to a party the other week, and someone said to me, you've worn this outfit the last three times I've seen you.
I was like, rude.
But I really like this outfit.
That's okay, and that doesn't matter.
I had washed
very
it.
Sustainable.
And it's sustainable. Yeah, you know, I think so. And the sequin leggings were very expensive, thank you very much.
So I am going to wear them.
You're
going to
get a good cost per wear, or whatever it is.
Right, yeah. So I think my main piece of advice would be, know who you want to look like. Okay, that's the first thing you need. You need to think about that. And then all you've got to remember are your power of three. Okay, so when you buy something, you need to be able to think of three separate occasions when you can wear that. So three times going out, yes, but ideally you'd be able to wear those sequin leggings with a pair of hiker boots, a big jumper, and you can walk the dog in them. So it's not
you don't know how fucking expensive they were. You think not leaving the house in those bloody things.
But you have, this is the thing, and don't keep anything for best. That's another rule.
Yeah.
There's three things. So you need to be able to think of three occasions when you can wear it. The other thing when you buy an item is you need to be able to think of three outfits in your wardrobe that you can make with that item. So for example, there is no point in buying a pair of sequin leggings. I need a pair of sequin leggings after.
Yeah, I want some sequin
leggings. There's no point in buying them if you've got nothing to wear with them. See, I love these, but don't buy something if you go, but then I need to buy a jumper, and then I'm going to need to buy a blouse, and I'm going to need to buy a pair of heels, and I'm going to need... Before you know it, you're buying 10 new things, and it's all gone to shit.
Ah.
So you need to be able to think, okay, fine, well, those actually leggings, I do have a jumper that would go with it, I do have a blouse that would go with it, and I could wear them with flats, I could wear them with heels. Okay. Okay, so if you start off like that, so before you know it, you'll have a wardrobe that is really wearable. You mentioned cost per wear. That for me is the completely key thing.
And are you guys, I was going about to say that, I've read about these capsule things. Are you guys believers in saying you have like these key pieces or whatever? Should you spend a lot of money on those?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You have done
buy
a good job.
Good jeans, buy ones that fit you nicely. Don't buy 10 pairs that are not great.
Too low, too... Yeah. Oh.
Denim, actually. Well, interestingly, with denim, I think it's about finding what works for you. I mean, I have very expensive jeans, but then I have £15 jeans that I love equally. And then I try on a pair, you know, I can try on a pair of £200 jeans and they're terrible. They don't fit at all. £15 jeans will fit. So I think it just depends on finding the item, finding something that fits you really, really, really well. That's a really good point. Mm. Never buy something you're going to slim into because you won't.
Yeah.
I did. My wedding dress.
Okay, that's
so
different. Yeah,
so I was a size 18 and I bought a size 12 dress and I didn't try on the dress until 10 minutes before I had to. I just wished myself thin and it worked.
Wow.
I would not recommend it.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable.
I just did a lot of breastfeeding. I had a baby at the time and I just breastfed myself thin. Wow. I mean, again, I wouldn't recommend this to anybody.
That's a lot of dress sizes.
I was fucking nuts.
I'm getting stress contagious. Like, how many months?
I gave myself 10 months. Yeah. There's nothing like a deadline to buy a dress. But don't do it. Don't do it, kids.
Why did you buy a dress?
Because it was 10 years ago, and I had that sort of thought that you can't be a fat bride.
Okay.
And I can't do this, and I wanted to be that size. So I went into Vivienne Westwood, tried on a dress, and said, yeah, and tried it on. And I said, I'll take the 12. And they're like, no. They're like, they said, you can't bring it back if you break it. I was like,
that's funny, because you can't take your face back if I break that either.
And I said, yeah, give me the damn 12. Here's my fucking money. I didn't say that because I'm not that person. But that's what I did.
But I find that really, because I didn't know you then.
Yeah.
And I feel, I'm so interested in that, because that's not the person I know now.
No, exactly. Yeah. I think, I was just nuts.
Just had a baby.
Yeah.
It was the February. You're always nuts.
I had the baby at the end of October, and that was the February, and we were getting married, I think, the following January or something like that. Mm. So I was just... no idea.
Oh, the baby brain. Yeah. It makes you do, never get your hair cut.
But it's baby brain and then, like, bride-to-be... insanity.
Oh my god, that kind of thing. My weight fell off before my wedding, so I had wisdom teeth abscesses and had to have form wisdom teeth removed. And it just fell off. Liquid diet.
It's just slightly drastic.
Yeah,
there's always insane. Weight Watchers, guys.
What's been your worst fashion disaster when you look back? Are there any outfits you think, I used to think amazing, I looked amazing that, but I actually was a twat?
Do you know what? My husband actually will always say, and I maintain that it looked good. He will say the very first time he met me, which is now, I don't, oh my God, 18, oh my God, a long time ago, 18, 19 years ago, that I was wearing double denim, which back then was,
I wear
you
double
know,
denim now.
Yeah, but now it's acceptable, but he maintains that it wasn't at the time.
That was sort of like the All Saints kind of.
Do you
like,
know what? I
girls
think
allowed.
You say All Saints, I'd say status quo. And talking of All Saints, that was one of my fashion things. I thought I was an All Saint.
The Maharishi trousers.
And I used to go out in those trousers that had like bits hanging off them, like cargo.
Oh yeah.
Combat.
Oh, yeah.
But massive
Fairy
wide leg ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd wear it with a vest top and trainers and go to a nightclub like that.
I remember
at the time it was cool
university your bodies, and then I thought, no, I'll be very clever, I won't wear a body. And I got a picture of me and I think, what was I doing? I used to wear a swimsuit, not a speedo, but I remember I had this rust swimsuit that in my head looked like a vest top. It so looked like a swimsuit, and I remember that
with shorts
and go clubbing.
Yeah, you should have bought the flippers and do the poppers.
Full naked, butt naked on the loo.
Oh, you should do the trick that I taught Helen, which went badly wrong.
Just put it to one side.
I think you've done that for Scott, right?
I probably did that. Because
I wanted to ask about like the impact of having a good outfit on, because I think so many times like when I've done my fashion blog, etc., people say, oh, because of my size, I don't feel like I deserve to look good.
Oh, all that sort of stuff.
And they're like, I will hide my body, all that sort of stuff. And there is such a condition of thinking like, oh, yeah, A, I'm 40, B, I'm a mum, C, you know.
I'm not a size 10.
Yeah, all those sort of things. And people feel like they don't deserve fashion. I think, obviously, Instagram has had this amazing kind of impact on women going, I can just wear a pair of shorts, or I can just buy this dress for myself. And people are slowly changing. I mean, what sort of reaction do you guys get from your
I think what people are now starting to realise it actually that fashion isn't about vanity, it's about confidence.
Because I feel crap if I don't like my outfit.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
It'll ruin my day.
Mm.
Do you know, when you walk out the house, you don't like what you're wearing, it just puts you in a funny mood for the day. You like your outfit, you walk out and you're like, there's like a soundtrack going in your head as you walk down the street.
You've got your strap. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, although I think there is nothing more confidence boosting than knowing you feel great in what you look in what you're wearing. Nothing at all. And I don't think there's any, I think we've almost surpassed the fact where it's, you know, it's vain to talk about, you know, it's fickle to talk about fashion. It's not, you know, it can make such a difference to you as a person. I mean, otherwise, why do you not have these interview coaching? You know, when you go for an interview, it's, you know, make sure you look amazing. I can't stress enough what difference it can have on your confidence.
Okay, yeah, because I think you have these sort of preconceived ideas like, well, no, but I couldn't wear that, or that's not me, and all that sort of stuff. And I think that's the hardest sort of thing to sort of overcome. You're like, oh no, I've always just been a jeans and stripy top person, that was my uniform for about 5 years, because I was just too fucking tired.
I think the great thing about Instagram is that it gives people the opportunity to have like their own curated magazine. Mm-hmm. So they can, you know, and that's the joy of it, that all accounts are, you know, are different and there are no rules. So you can have ones that are funny, you can have ones that you have purely for fashion inspiration, you can have ones that are purely for, you know, just style inspiration. You think, I'm never going to look like that. I'm never going to look like J-Lo, but one day. But, you know, the inspiration is there.
And you can follow people that are similar body shapes to you and buy what they're wearing.
Yeah.
I do follow a few accounts where I'm like, yep, they're the same body shape as me. I know that I can buy exactly what they're wearing and it will...
Or you go, they look shit in that, I'm not buying that.
I'm not doing that.
I do think the danger as well. I think there's so much more information readily available out there. But I think one of the things that I would always say to people, yes, it's great looking at Instagram for inspiration, but bear in mind that, you know, you really should buy clothes and dress for the lifestyle that you have and not the lifestyle that you want. I mean...
Yeah. Can we talk about the last summer? There was the Zara white
and the black Zara dress.
Yes.
June, yeah. What's your prediction? What's going to be the spotty dress of 2020?
Oh gosh.
Do you know what? Has leopard died?
No, leopard won't die. Leopards are neutral.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I have still got leopard. I think it's one of those things that, you know, when you do touch something so many times. And I was like, you mentioned the Breton top. I mean, I haven't worn a Breton top for about 4 years because I literally used to wear them, like you say. I love them.
I had five, so I could love
leopard
them.
Definitely is still in though because of the H&M.
No, I think it is.
Sold out, they've brought it back. You know, the maxi leopard H&M dress that's out at the moment, long sleeve, ruffly on the front. That one has.
I've got tons of leopard, but I know what you mean. I feel like I've seen it a lot.
I think it's, for me right now, I've just touched it too many times. And again, it's, you know, part of my job, I see it, is to look at what's new out there. So whilst I love wearing things that I've worn for years and years and years, oh my God, this top from Zara is about 7 years old. And so I do keep things, I do wear them again, but I do think there is something to say, let's look at what's perhaps, you know, what's coming next. But no, leopard's not going anywhere, stripes not going anywhere.
What is coming next?
Purple is big at the moment.
Don't know if I can do that.
I don't think you're, I'm not Prince.
No. Do you know what I mean?
You're not lavender.
I keep saying, like, lilac isn't my colour, but then now I'm being sucked in a little bit.
Lilac and leopard together is amazing.
I might buy a lilac beanie hat.
Oh wow.
Don't get out on a limb, Pascal. Fuck me.
I have to say, I think it's one of those things. You know, it's don't throw the baby out of the bathwater, and just if you love something, carry on wearing it. But are we all going to rush out and buy? Like, maybe. No. I'm more of a neutral, to be fair.
Yeah, I love a boiler suit. I have a lot of boiler suits. But I just have so many toilet accidents in them. In that, not pissing on the floor, that there will always be a sleeve that pops in or whatever.
Yeah. Or the belt.
Or when you
end up weeing on the belt.
Oh, wee on the belt. And Ellie keeps saying, these are not for you, Helen. These are not for you. I'll come out of the loo going, oh.
Now, literally wringing urine out of denim. I don't think this is for you, mate. Just buy some trousers.
I do like the big floaty dress.
I love a floaty dress. It's good.
They are everywhere. In fact, actually, I've been doing a lot on them recently, and they're probably just too many. And again, the great thing though, there are loads out there. They are really, really easy to wear. It's a style for everybody. But you do need to try things on.
Mm.
You know, that's what I would say. Understand your own body shape and what works for you is a much, much easier way to start looking stylish very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Mm. Rather than trying to shoehorn yourself into a boiler suit that you pissed on.
Don't do that, kids.
Are there things that we should all have, like good jeans, sombrero?
I would say
blazer.
A really good blazer, a good pair of jeans. And a really good pair of boots.
And what are you wearing on your feet?
I'm wearing a knee-high duo boot because they do...
Are they a slip-on?
No, they're a zip-on.
But they've got a zip. Zip's easy, you see.
Zip, and they do a larger calf. So duo boots gifted me, #gifted me and Ellie some boots. But I went like for a sensible boot. And then I got home, I realised I've already got these. That's why I like them. But Ellie bought an over-the-knee... Bright blue suede high heel boot. Yeah,
if we ever come round again, I want you in sequin trousers and your boots
and nothing else.
Now, finally, I want to ask, what is the outfit that you like wearing off the gram? Because I know there's sometimes when I scroll through Pascal's feed, she'll go, this is not what I'm wearing today, but I'm just putting a really beautiful photo. I'm actually in my favourite tracksuit pants from 10 years ago.
Oh, see, I put mine up. I quite often wear joggers. You keep it real.
I love a jogger. Favourite joggers? Favourite?
Oh, I've got one at the moment. I wear it so much that there are red wine stains on it.
Yes.
And it wasn't a cheap jogger.
Where's it from?
It's from Sweaty Betty.
Sweaty Betty joggers, okay.
But it's just so comfy. It's flattering.
Favourite joggers, Kat?
Oh, mine from Hush. Hush Harem trousers.
All right.
I've got about five pairs and I bought my first pair. I do work with them now. Disclaimer, but I bought my first pair about 6 years ago, and they wash and tumble and wash and tumble, and they are, oh my god, they are. I do wear them to bed as well. That's the secret, you see. When I say to people, I'm in my pajamas because I wear joggers to bed. The best.
My other one is I recently got into that maxi length puffer coat.
Oh yes,
so I wear that.
Essentially,
you can go to bed in your joggers, and then you just get up. And then you put your cover coat on, and no one can see what you're wearing underneath.
This is the information I want. This is fashion.
I remember when I was here, right now. I had a really awful pair of joggers at that point. I've been upgraded to Sweaty Betty.
Okay.
#gift as well.
Oh, very nice. I don't mind like a 2 or even an F&F jogger, like a £10. Oh,
I've got some great ones from Matalan, actually.
Wow.
I've got some Uniqlo fur-lined ones.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You see, I think my house is so warm, I'm already getting like a sweat on thinking about that.
Yeah, you don't need an extra layer.
No.
Well, there we go. Have we achieved fashion chat?
I think we've cracked that nut, Ellie.
Excellent.
We've completed fashion.
Excellent.
OOTD.
Done at fashion.
Yeah. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yes. Excellent. So should we go into motherhood and motherhood chat? Because they are mums as well.
Oh, imagine that. And I sometimes forget, but no, we are. My children keep reminding me.
I know, because you guys don't feature your kids so much on the gram, do you?
Every now and then they'll make an appearance, but...
I do. I mean, I ask them, you know, it's very much whether they, what, you know, what they want to do and how much information they want me to share. But I think it's more about, for me, it's sharing my thoughts on me being a mum. It's actually not about my kids. And I know sometimes, you know, people will say, now, oh, you know, what did your daughter think of you saying that? I'm like, I don't care. It's not about her. Mm. You know, I don't talk about her per se, but I just talk about the difficulties of parenting a teen, you know, and I think that's something that's not, it hasn't been spoken about before. You're not, and that's the point. You're not allowed to talk about it because it might upset their feelings. They're upsetting my feelings all the time. So, you know, I think it's that. Also, I do talk about being the mother of a son with autism, with Asperger's. Yeah. And that, I think, is one of the things that I'm most pleased at being able to do, that, you know, the platform has given me this opportunity to talk to so many different people, because having been through it, oh my God, we are still going through it. The level of loneliness is, when you get that diagnosis, and you've probably already pretty much been ostracized by a lot of people.
So how old was he when you got the diagnosis?
He was diagnosed when he was six.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he was six. He was six when he was diagnosed with ADHD, and six and a half when he was diagnosed with Asperger's.
Wow. So how's life been since then?
It's, well, we don't know any different, you know, and that's the thing. I think it's been a roller coaster. It's a constant learning curve. You know, I have two other children, so I do, it is different, you know. I think it is different, but I think, you know, once you accept them and understand, it's a question, do you know what it does? It doesn't change them. What it does, having a diagnosis, it changes your expectations. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the most important thing. But honestly, when you're diagnosed, and anybody who's been through this process will know, all they do, they sit there and they say, it's a bit like being told you're pregnant. And it's like, bye then.
Yeah.
Bye. Mm. You're given a diagnosis, and that's, okay, bye then. What happens now?
Yeah.
Well, nothing.
You've got to navigate it yourself.
There you go. So it is so isolating. It is so lonely. And there is there's very little information. Mm. And it's also, you're like, well, what does it mean? How does it manifest itself? And so, yeah, so I do talk about that a lot. And I think it's certainly helped. I do much more work with the National Autistic Society. That's what one of the things I'm most pleased at being able to do.
Is there anything, because it's obviously a few years now since the diagnosis, is there anything you wish you'd known? Like, is there anything you wish someone had said to you that day that you know now?
I think, you know, not really. I just think the fact that it's okay for it to find it hard, for start. You know, I think that is okay. And I just think it is about those expectations. And I think it's, you know, I mean, for me, I was very much that I always wanted to, not give it a label, but I always wanted to call it what it was. And I know people have said to me, you know, oh, do you not think, you know, you're giving him a label? And it's like, hang on a minute. It's not his label, thank you. It's like, you know, don't tell anyone you're left-handed. Mm. And I always say, it just sets the expectation. So if you were a person walking into a room and you spoke Spanish, and everybody in the room spoke English, and you didn't tell them that you didn't speak English, you didn't understand English, you only spoke Spanish, when they were talking to you, they would think, rude, when you didn't say anything. But if you'd gone in and first of all said, by the way, Spanish, don't speak very good English, people go, okay, fine, I get it.
And really, that's a good way of explaining it.
That is, I think, you know, it's because the other great thing about Asperger's is they're not wrong. They're just different. Mm. And the only reason we think they're different is because there's more of us than there are of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a disability. Well, I'd struggle with this one. So do we call it disabilities or not? I mean, there are so many things. It's, you know, it's a condition. But unfortunately, there is prejudice against them. So
they're at a disadvantage.
Exactly, they're at a disadvantage. So, you know, if you do sort of term it a disability, it just gives you a lot more leverage.
Have you found it difficult in mainstream school?
I found primary school I found primary school difficult, and I think part of that is because, unfortunately, there isn't enough, this is a great thing, there isn't enough education around what the condition is for teachers or other parents to understand. I mean, some parents, some teachers are incredible, but others, as we found over the years, are, you know, their level of
parents are as well.
We've had interesting, yeah, and that's it. And I think, you know, I've had so many messages over the years from parents, from teachers, at not at my school, but having, you know, talking about it on Instagram, saying, thank you so much. Can I use this information? Can I pass it on? Can I share it? You know, because it's the thing is that there are so many things that you can do with, you know, that if you set out your stall very early with children with Asperger's, there are so many things that you can, you know, there's so many ways that you can avoid conflict that can occur. But it's just a level of understanding that, unfortunately, I don't think it's not as widespread as we would like it to be. I think the thing I would say, it's a very blind disability as well, and in that respect it is, because they are so disadvantaged, because they are different, but it's they in inverted commas look normal. I mean, if I had a pound for everybody, somebody said, well, it didn't look like it's autistic. No, of course it doesn't.
I know. What about this child? Oh, I forgot to put his t-shirt on. Oh god.
Yeah, it's the way we part. It's
like, you don't look like an arsehole either, but you are.
It's the way we part his hair. You know, it's Or I've had people say, you know, I thought he'd got better. That was my favourite one. I thought he'd got better.
You're just salty. Okay. You just like, yeah.
Yeah, there isn't a pill you can take. So I think there are. I think that my advice to people would be, just keep going, because it's not all bad, you know. Sorry, all bad. It's not all difficult, you know. They are so wondrous.
He's lovely in so many ways. He stays at my house and sat there in wonderment of my children being completely bonkers.
Well, he manages it, you know.
And how are you doing, Pascal, with your twins? How's that working out?
Yeah, they're good. I can't really complain. They like playing on an Xbox. Yeah, so sometimes they won't talk to me at all.
That sounds okay.
Yeah. I have to beg them to come and hang out with me.
And I guess if there's two of them as well, they've got each other, right? They're like, fuck you, Mum. Got someone to talk to here.
Yeah. No, and so what are the biggest... Because, like, you've got two teens, haven't you? And a,
yes, an 11-year-old.
I mean, that's essentially a teen, isn't it?
No. At the minute, he's gorgeous. No. At the minute, he still loves me. Yeah. Oh, no.
Still get in my bed and give me cuddles?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't know when that stops.
And my daughter... Oh, soon.
Oh, soon. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. And my daughter says to me, you like him the best. You're nice to him. He's your favourite. And I say, do you know what? Yeah, because he's the only one that's nice to me. So, I'm going to be nicer to him. It's not rocket science.
Yeah.
Be a bit nicer to me and I'll be a bit nicer to you.
There we go. And so how do you, both of you, manage the balance between, like, your Xbox and all the other things and the whole homework thing? Well, we haven't really spoken about homework before, but now my daughter's in year six and everyone keeps saying, oh my God, she's going to go to high school soon and all that sort of thing. So how have you kind of managed?
I'm bad cop at home.
Are you?
Yeah, like homework bad cop.
Are you?
Yep, I'm very organised with the homework. That I bought a planner recently and I've gone on the My Homework.
We can no longer be friends. We can literally no longer be friends.
Well, it started because I went on the My Homework. You can log on and you can see what homework they've got and whether they've done it or if they've had any detentions. It all goes on this system.
Wow.
You can look at it. Yeah.
Oh, because you're at the same school.
Yeah.
Do you know of this?
I went on it and I saw
I've heard about it. This is good. We're getting two perspectives on.
I saw that Alfie though had two like detention marks for not handing homework in, and I got a bit annoyed. So now I've got this planner, and I'm hot on the homework.
I'm literally the polar opposite. It's not my problem.
That's why you panic.
It's
so
their
much
problem.
About,
I've got a third child. Didn't do it with number one either.
These are my number one child. They just happen to be.
No! It's not my homework, it's your homework. I'm not doing it. I'm not telling when to do it. If you get in trouble, tough tits.
I just don't want any parents' evening surprises.
Don't care. I don't care.
Parents' evening.
Sorry, I think
and they ask me why they're not doing their homework.
Yeah, no,
my child had no idea.
No.
This is like the Today Show.
I love it. This is good.
So, Good Morning Britain. Which one of you is Piers Morgan?
Blows, the best friends, homework, also, no, dead to me.
I've got to be good at the school at the moment because I just took him out for a week.
Term time.
So now I've got to make sure they're whiter than white.
Yeah, no.
You're going to log on when you get
home. I'm so not going to log on. I don't even know what the part. How do you do that? What even is this thing you're talking about?
I'll show my homework.
No, I never looked at it. Never looked at it.
You can get there's an app you can get on your own.
I just, you know what? Unless I get emails from school. No, they can do it on their own.
Yeah.
No.
This is really good because I know there will be the listeners who will identify with both of you.
Yeah. Also, I bet they will identify with that. We don't actually have one for our children, but for one of my children, we used to have them, the WhatsApp group.
Oh.
See? I know.
I'm not in any school WhatsApp group.
Oh, my God. But you do get the, has anyone got blah, 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 blah homework? It's like, oh, my God, get your kids to do it on their own.
Now, speaking of academia, Helen.
Oh, I love talking about academia, Ellie.
Yes.
Is it time to talk about our podcast partner?
Yes, AE Publications.
Ah!
The very same.
I love those guys.
Yes, yes. And basically it's books, right? So it's books that you buy and then you have them at home. And you do, like, it's cheaper than a tutor is the idea. But
yeah, because some of them are only like $8.99, I believe.
Very reasonably priced.
Exactly.
Would you agree?
Right.
Absolutely.
Very cheaper than a tutor.
You've sold it to me.
What they really need to do is get some AE Publications.
Yes, you'd be amazed to hear, guys.
We might have had them.
AE Publications do 11 plus preparation books.
Oh, wow. We had those, definitely had those. They are really useful.
Oh, very good. There's
your
satisfying
actual endorsement. Actual, there we are.
Oh my God, if you take them on holiday and get to do one a day in the summer holidays.
Well, this is what I like. They say it's just like basically 20 minutes a day, four times a week. So the idea is not that you sit there with your kid for hours and hours and make them trawl through huge books. You just do 20 minutes a day, four times a week. I find 20 minutes for my children, my eldest at 8, is about his limit.
Can I just say, 20 minutes, even at 15, is probably their limit.
Yeah. Even for me, it's probably the fucking
limit. I was about to say,
maybe 19. Yeah, 20 minutes a day. That's feasible.
Yeah. I think it's really, really feasible.
And did you know that all the books are classroom tested, Ellie?
What?
I know!
You're shitting me.
I know! And their books support every child to reach their full potential. I mean, these are great lads.
I'd be happy if my child reached about 60% of his potential. So full potential sounds amazing.
That sounds great. And there's workbooks, there's textbooks, and there's test packs. And I think like especially the year six parents are getting a bit antsy about, you know, all the upcoming things. This is a good thing.
Yeah.
It sounds really manageable.
It's very good.
And on top of all that, every book which is sold, a percentage of the profits goes to ASHA, which helps family who lives in the slums of Delhi with healthcare, education, better homes and jobs.
Oh,
so you get a book, you help your child, and you feel like a great humanitarian all day. I mean, that's
not
the dream, isn't it?
Good old AE Publications. They're great guys. And guess what, Ellie?
I can't possibly guess. Even though it's written down on this piece of paper in front of me, I cannot guess what you're about to say.
They're giving our listeners a discount. Would you believe?
What?
I know.
How can they do this? They're going to go bust. Are they insane?
I know.
They can't just give things money off things.
Oh, I know. They're giving to charity. They're educating our kids. And they're giving a discount to our listeners. And they get 10% off their books if they use the code SCUMMYMUMMIES.
Now, surely there's some sort of time limit on this, Helen. They can't go on doing this indefinitely or they will go bankrupt.
I know. You have until Sunday the 22nd of March. Would you believe?
2020.
So, yes.
Just in case,
give them an email. I'm sure they'll be happy to help you out. They're
you're just lovely. Now you're just saying that people could just email them forever indefinitely and they'll get a fucking discount. I don't think they've agreed to that.
No, maybe
just
not.
Tell
but
them
just
Helen.
Just email them.
Helen's podcast. That I could have 10% off forever. All the things.
Yeah, well, we'll work something out. But anyway, as we said, some of the books start from $8.99, so very reasonable, really.
Oh, well, there we go. Well, thank you, AE Publications, as recommended personally by Farmer.
I wish I had a discount last year. Thanks very much.
Well, you
should have just emailed them, apparently. Just emailed them. Might try that with Sainsbury's next week.
I know.
So go to aepublications.co.uk for more information and your discount. Don't email them. They never agreed to that.
No, exactly. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, AE
Publications.co.uk.
Yeah, excellent.
Well, there we go. Now, we do like to finish the podcast, team, with a scummy mummy confession.
I've had a nappy explosion where Aidan, he was prem, and he used to be very constipated. So we had these glycerin little bullets that you had to put up the...
Oh, glycerin. I thought you said glittering.
Yes, no,
like, oh, my God.
Glittering.
Glittering bullet.
There is a glittery thing.
They're not for him.
Three poo pills.
Oh, yeah, that you take to make your shit glittery.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what? Not glittery. Glycerin.
Glycerin, not glittery.
So to make him poo, you'd have to lift his legs up and put this glycerin bullet in, and it would take approximately...
approximately, 2 seconds to work, and suddenly all the crap inside him would shoot out like a bullet. And yeah, that's been fun before.
Wow.
Oh, that's
that sounds like a lovely night in, really. Yeah. Just
up walls.
I wish I had that for when I was pregnant, because I could not shit for England.
Get
I
your husband to stick a...
a glittering bullet.
A glittering bullet.
Well, it is St. Valentine's Day.
That's what he calls it.
Touch my glittering bullet.
Lift your legs up.
Gosh.
Oh, dear. You'd have to wear a nappy.
Oh, I actually, do you know, on Monday, this is a really good confession, actually, but I said I was really, really busy working from home, and I told work that I'm, you know, sorry, I'm no, can't do anything today. I'm working on some organic material, is what I called it in inverted commas. I told my husband that I was exceptionally busy and I couldn't do all these other things that, you know, like going to the supermarket, couldn't do that. No, way too busy, way too busy. And I watched every single episode of The Stranger.
Yeah!
What's The Stranger? I've not heard of it.
It's
on Netflix
thing. But the point is that you can't just watch one. That's
put in one day, but my defence, I had bird flu.
Yeah, I didn't have bird flu. I had literally nothing wrong with me.
We've literally let Pascal on the podcast. She came back from foreign. She'd been in America. She'd been in a foreign country. Came back with flu, and you end up in hospital. So we're really glad you're alive.
Bird flu as well.
They asked me lots of coronavirus questions.
I think it was corona.
Well, they asked me where I'd been, like...
Who'd you been with?
Had I gone via anywhere? Yeah. They asked me loads of things, and then I got these tests done, and it turned out it was influenza A, which is commonly known as bird flu.
So retro. Mm. So vintage. Yeah.
And it just sounds more extreme when you can't leave the house. Like, I've got flu. I've got bird flu.
Yeah. Wow, there we are.
There we go. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Where can people follow you guys?
At DoesMyBumLook40.
And at Style_Mum.
You can follow us at Scummy Mummies and buy our book. It's still in print. And we're touring all over the country.
Oh my God, up and down in the van. And also, we are running the marathon, Ellie.
Yay!
So go to scummymummies.com/marathon to give us money so we can run.
I'm running for Born Charity, which is premature babies. Oh. So, you know all about that, Pascal. Yeah. And you're running for...
Women's Aid, who are amazing, and they do brilliant work with women and domestic abuse. That's us. And so I do rate, review and subscribe. And that's about it. Isn't that for admin?
I think so, yes. Yeah. I'm going to have to buy some new jogging bottoms. I'm very excited. Yeah. And watch The Stranger for 8 hours.
Honestly, you will not be able to stop.
That's good. That's top tips.
Buy a blazer and watch The Stranger.
There we go.
Make sure a leopard print blazer.
Make sure your blazer goes with your glittery trousers, though.
Yeah. Yes, and your glittery bullets. Of
course. Get your glitter in.
Amazing scenes. Thank you so much, Pascal, for coming on the
podcast.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you to AE Publications, who this podcast was produced in partnership with. That's snappy, isn't it?
Yes. We love you, aepublications.co.uk. Excellent.
10% off, don't email them. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I want someone to invent a bra top that doesn't, you don't have to dislocate a shoulder or break out into a sweat putting on.
How hard are they to get on?
Yeah. Get down. Is someone touching my van?
No, it's not my van.
That's my car. Yeah.
It's just
the builders. It's for next door. He's just hanging out. Decathlon, I got one the other day, sports bra that zips up.
Call off the dogs.
Yes. And I put it on and my husband was like, ooh. And I was like, it's a fucking sports bra. And he's but it zips.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh, you weirdo.
get
out of my room. So Decathlon.
Oh, right, I'm onto that. That would make sense.
Yeah, it's good. Well, there we go.
Today, it's his birthday.
Oh God, yeah.
We all know what Ellie has to do later on tonight.
Oh goodness.
As we always say, his birthday is Valentine's Day.
That's
so only
cheating.
Once a year.
Cheating.
Two for one.
She's gonna be in her blue boots with her zip up bra.
and the leggings, secret leggings underneath. I think you're done. Outfit sorted for this.
And we're going to Centre Parks, party in Maple 543. Get down there, lads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.